Hey guys, it's Callum here. Today, I'm going to be talking about real trailer trash idiots, or the stories that I've heard about what happens around my uncle's trailer park. He doesn't own the trailer park, but you know what I mean. Whenever I go down to the park, my cousin's always got a story about this one person who has chased children. And, like, chased children away from the park. Like, they're part of the, like, their trailer. Even when they're not on the property, they're just running out of, like, the, right? So, like, they're running out to the backyard, or the front yard. And then, basically, they're practically terrorizing them. That's all I could say. And they're terrorizing them. That ain't right. That's right. So, there's some really weird things that go around in the trailer park. A bunch of drunks and probably a lot of high people. Trust me, there's going to be high people. And if you guys are actually listening to this down at a trailer park, you probably know what goes on around there, too. Especially mine's in Wasega Beach, so there's a bunch of idiots down there. A lot of idiots, actually. There's, like, some douchebags that go down to the beach at, like, 11 o'clock, get in trouble by the cops because they think that something's going on. Like, with drugs, even though there ain't any drugs, even if there isn't, they're still gonna get in trouble. But, like, that's out of the trailer park. I guess I could go out of the trailer park. Well, Wasega Beach is a really nice place. It's a fun place. It's somewhere where I want to live. But there's so much douchebag teenagers out there. They're probably around, like, 17. And they're like, oh, yeah, blah, blah, blah. I'm gonna, like, go, like, destroy some stuff, like, do some graffiti. It's fine, like, damn idiots. God damn it. They're always, like, think that they're all so smart and stuff, but they're not smart at all. They're not. So, sitting around with you today and talking about these things is a nice warning if you're going down to Wasega Beach for a vacation, or even just thinking about buying a trailer and probably not moving to a trailer park. Like, they're the people who, like, move down to trailer parks, and it's just buy a house because you have more privacy in a house. Even an apartment. In an apartment, you have way more privacy than a house, actually. Like, you could just buy an apartment. Right? It's just, like, probably $100 more than what you need to buy a trailer. And you get, like, a bigger area for an apartment. Like, even a house, if you're like, oh yeah, I have enough money for a house, but I just want to spend it on other things, right? And just buy a trailer. Don't do that. Buy a house. You should not be living in a trailer park. It's not safe. It's just, whoever does live in a trailer park, I'm sorry if this offends you, but it's just not safe to live in a trailer. It's just not safe to live in a trailer park. You should not be living in a trailer park. And why am I saying that? Okay, like I said, there's some crazies in there, right? A lot of, like, most of the time there's cops around there. Because there's probably, like, probably not smoking dope because I'm in Canada and you're allowed to do that. But There's probably underage smokers down there. You know what I'm saying? So, you gotta be careful about that. Like, you should probably, like, go to Reddit, maybe even. Like, even Reddit. If you're lucky enough, you could probably find some crazy stories from the trailer park you are thinking about living in or live in. Maybe you have some stories of your own. I might make a Reddit forum for this podcast so you could send in scary stories. And these stories, like crazy trailer park stories. I'd like to hear those. Like, look at Trailer Park Boys. That's basically what could happen in a real trailer park. You can have some retards who think it's okay to grow dope in a trailer and sell it. And there's probably a drunk supervisor who's drinking all day with his boyfriend. Like, it's probably going to happen. I bet, like, there's something exactly like Sunnyvale. I love Trailer Park Boys. Like, don't get me wrong. I've talked to Rob Wells. I do talk to Rob Wells. He's a nice guy. But the thing is, here's another thing, lesson I'm going to tell you about. Don't do what people do in TV shows. Okay? Unless it's doing like a charity or something, don't. Because it's not going to turn out how you or how it would turn out in real life. Let's say Trailer Park Boys. Don't follow what they're doing. Okay? If you're, like, so addicted to a show that you want to do what they do and what they're doing is wrong, then you actually have a serious problem and you need to get your mind checked out. You need to go to therapy or some shit. Because you should not be doing something that, like, even trying to protect someone and try and fight, like, let's see if you see someone getting robbed and you watch the show where they're able to, like, come up and punch someone and you're, like, 13 years old and you see, like, a grown man trying to rob, like a woman. Or not even a woman, a man. Don't come up and try and attack the robber, okay? If you're younger than them by many years, you're going to get yourself pounded. You're going to get beaten up. Possibly he might have a gun on him. Don't try to be the superhero. The only way you can be the superhero is by calling the heroes, which are the cops. You call the cops, okay? Tell them what's going on. They come down there, and then done. It's as simple as that. You don't need to come up and strike someone to save another person. Because you'll still get a criminal, like, offense. Like, you will still, like, probably be not put in jail, but you'll probably get fined. Like, it's still, like, assault. You can't just come up and smoke someone right in, the jaw or something. Even if they're doing something wrong. Yes, you will be a hero, but the judge can still say, yeah, that's still assault. We're still going to charge you with, like, $1,000, right? And maybe, like, if 2 weeks in prison. It's going to be like, but then, see, would you rather, because that's going to go on your record, right? You don't want that on your record. That's another thing. When you're younger and you do something stupid, it's going to come back to haunt you. Now, I'm 13, and I'm saying these things. You probably think that, like, I'm an idiot, because I should be getting taught this. But if you're younger, listening to this, wow, like, you need to be actually careful with what you do. Because it'll come back and it'll bite you right in the ass. Like, it will. And you're probably saying, why are you swearing? Well, because what other way am I supposed to talk when there's people that are not going to listen to me, still do something stupid, never find a job in their life? You need to do something, okay? You need to do something good. You don't do something bad to don't have a negative cause on your life. And if you think that I'm bogus and I'm talking crazy talk, you literally need mental health. You do need help. Because it's sad. Literally, like, it's sad that if you were to think that. Now, if you're to do something positive, like even start a charity at this age, or you do like your volunteer work in the summer instead of doing your volunteer work in like, instead of doing your volunteer work, sorry. If you do your volunteer work in your summer break from grade 8 to grade 9, rather than do it during grade 9, you're doing something good. That's what I'm doing. Because all I need is 40 hours. Bada bam, bada boom, I'm done. All done. I don't need no after school time. I'll probably get an after school job, but not some after school volunteer work. Because I already done my volunteer work, and just finished off my soda, sorry. And volunteer work, people think, is probably hell. It's fun because I know these kids since 2014. 5 years, right? And it's fun. Like, I know these kids for a long time. So being able to volunteer for the summer makes me very happy. And maybe next summer break, I'll volunteer, right? If I have an extra exam time where I could stay home, that's what I'll do. I'll go down and volunteer. And if you are wanting to volunteer, there is probably about like 10 in Canada, or where I didn't, there's probably only about 10 minutes of paperwork. It's just signing your name and date and like the contract. It's pretty fun, you know? It's pretty fun to do it when you get it, like, just pretty fun to volunteer, okay? And I'd suggest working with kids, because then, especially like I'm working with my autistic brother, actually. So that's good. I have my brother there. He can't talk, and he's 8, right? So being able to work with him, it's really fun. I'm actually currently, let's just talk about other things that's happening with me. So, because I want to have those podcast shows where you could be like, yeah, you know what? Yeah, like, I'm going, like, you know, it feels like you know them. That's what I'm trying to say. It feels like you know the person doing the podcast thing. I'm actually going on a road trip. Not a road trip. I'm going on 3 weeks with my dad because my mom broke her elbow. And then I'm going to be going camping. So that's going to be fun. I can't wait to go camping, actually. I'm really excited. I'm pumped. I won't be able to make any episodes going camping. I won't be able to, like, because I am making it. So now, like, the podcast, you could listen to it on Spotify, and then soon on YouTube, you could watch it. You don't need to listen to it. You could see me talking. You can, like, whenever we have people, or guest people, it matters. So if you live far away, they're probably not going to come down where you could see them. They're probably going to be, okay, so the app I use is Anchor to record this. While I'm recording right here is made with Anchor. If you have like friends on here, or if you share your podcast, you could join them digitally. So it's almost like a face, like a call, right? So you're calling them. Oh, sorry. So it's almost like a call. So then what happens is when you call, it gets put on the podcast so there could be more than one person. Now, I was making a retro podcast, like a retro gaming podcast. I stopped it. I don't know what it's called anymore. It was exclusive to the Anchor because nobody wanted the retro gaming podcast. I might bring a retro gaming podcast back up. This is my third podcast, and this is my second podcast that's actually running. There was probably only about five episodes to that retro podcast. It ended. So this is the only actual, okay, so this is the only, like, the second actual podcast that is actually up and still running. My first one that I am still running as well is my Michael Jackson podcast, because I am a big fan of Michael Jackson. He's totally innocent. I have this one thing that I don't know if you could get anymore. It's like a framed picture, but it's one of those when you move, it like the picture changes and stuff, like the Bad Tour, Bad Era Michael Jackson. It's actually like so goddamn cool. And they have like a two, like one of those guitar pick displays. And I have this big, it's a room divider, or it's one of those things that you'd get changed behind, but I'm not going to get changed behind it, of course. It's just weird when Michael Jackson is watching you change, right? But I still like have it up usually. I don't have it up right now, but that's because my AC's in the way. When I get my AC out of here, or my air conditioning out of here, I'll be able to put this back over. And then maybe that will be my background for the digital show. Or for like the, not the digital show, like the podcast where you could see us. Kind of like the Trailer Park Boys podcast. It's going to be really fun, trust me. This is what I'm just saying. I'm just going to be getting into more stuff. And I don't know if I should end this. I'm going to see what we're at. 17 minutes. Yeah, we should end this. Okay, so I'll see you guys later. Probably see you possibly tonight if I put one an episode up. I could premiere it, right? Or not premiere it, but I can put it up. But that's only if it's gonna be like put up late at night, because it'll be in the middle of the night where I'm talking and stuff, because I have to watch my brother. Zuh, I have to watch both of my brothers. Anyways, I'll see you guys later. I hope you guys have a wonderful day so far until I make another episode. I hope you guys are actually listening this to the day it does come out. Because if you are, then you're a true fan. You keep on track. Thank you for listening, as I said, and I will see you guys tonight. Bye.